Well, there's a brand new business opening up next week here in downtown Galesburg, just up the street from us, actually, at 240 East Simmons. It's called La Cantinita, a new bar and a restaurant of sorts as well. And the owners of the brand new business joining us here this morning, LV Santoyo McNaught and Justin McNaught. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We're doing well. We're still kind of trying to wake up, but we're here.
Well, I know you've been just slightly busy as of late trying to get things all ready for this place.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit first off about the idea. Of course, LV, you had run Acapulco for a while and decided to close that down and decided to go into a new venture. Kind of what was the thought process behind opening a new place and different than what you'd done before?
Absolutely. So I believe back in like 2016 was when we officially purchased the Carriage House buildings, and we purchased them with the initial intention to move Acapulco restaurant to downtown. When unfortunately the project just skyrocketed and it was no longer affordable, we decided, you know, we had invested so much time and money already, we needed to still make something happen. And also because we always wanted to be part of downtown, we wanted to bring something new, be an asset to downtown as well. So we decided to move with a smaller idea, kind of similar with the concept of Acapulco, the Mexican heritage, and we decided to do a bar. So
the idea kind of came, this was before you ever thought about closing Acapulco where it was.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. This was before all of that. So once we decided to not use the large Carriage House side, we instead decided to use the small, what used to be Knox County Assessor's Office. It's about a 1,500 square foot space. Okay. We decided to downsize, and we decided to focus more on the, I guess, drinking aspect of dining out instead of the food. And then we just let our imagination go after that.
Well, I guess that's the thing. And Justin, of course, you're working full time for the city. I mean, you know, I guess probably every single night you guys sat down and were throwing out ideas of what could be done.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of consumed us for like the last year, and things kind of spiraled into more than we ever anticipated. And I think it really worked out.
Talk about the physical work, because I know you guys have been busy. There's been a lot of work going on down there. We see people almost daily. Were you participating in that when you got off work?
For the most part.
He's being generous. Or he's being not generous. He's not. He doesn't like to toot his own horn. So this project took us 2 years. And for a whole year, my husband basically did the whole demoing of the inside of the building.
Wow.
You know,
we were gutting it. Saw the floor up for the water lines, for the sewer lines.
Yeah. So every day after work, he would be at the bar, or he would be downtown, you know, knocking walls, tearing out floors, and I would be behind a computer doing the research, building the menus, all that fun stuff. And every day, like, some new idea popped up where we discovered something new in the building that we hadn't seen before. You know, we were discovering beautiful walls and floors and ceilings, and we were like, this is gorgeous. We got to do something to bring this back. You know, because Galesburg deserves these historic, beautiful buildings in town that we have, and just we need to expose them. So once we started revealing the beauty of the building, just ideas just continued to spark.
Yeah,
and
just kept flowing.
Yeah.
La Cantinita is going to be opening up next week. The owners, LV Santoyo McNaught and Justin McNaught, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. For you, LV, you obviously had owned a restaurant, and that went into an existing space. Yes, there was some work done on it, but it's such a completely different thing. Was it a blessing to be able to start from scratch and come up with your own ideas for everything, or was it that much harder?
If you would have asked me that question a year ago, I would have said, what did I do? No. So, of course, you know, during the process and the journey, you hit many bumps that, you know, some you plan for, some you completely don't plan for. And there were moments when we were like, we were supposed to downsize. We were supposed to do something smaller, you know, less stressful, less hours. But then, you know, we decided, you know, if we're going to do this, let's go all in and make the best out of it. So instead of actually, I mean, we did downsize on how much capacity we can hold in our space and how much staff we will be actually employing annually. But in regards to product and services, I think that we have expanded, and not only just in the quality, but also through our research and just letting our imagination go, we have grown and learned so much that we are ready to give our customers so much more than what we did at Acapulco's.
Well, and Justin, I'm guessing part of it, you know, within research, not only, you know, just the imagination and creativity you both have, but did you also take into consideration, I mean, different places to go, okay, here's what we enjoy when we go out to have a drink. And did you travel, you know, to different places and say, okay, we, you know, that place, we really like what they do there, that type of thing?
Yeah, I think when we go to the Wayfair wedding or something, like, it was always a Mexican joint.
Yeah.
like the up trendy hot one that, oh, wow, we love that. We like the way they do their salsa, their decor. Yeah, so that was like a staple of us if we were ever to go out of town or do anything.
Yeah, so. And also as young parents, you know, there's activities that you look for that you want to do that are, you know, fun but still safe because you're grown and you're more responsible now, right? So we thought, you know, our community is something for people our age where they can feel safe and where they can have fun and not feel like, you know, things are getting out of control. So we thought we need a spot like that in Galesburg for a wide range of individuals who are not who are willing to pay that extra dollar, but are willing to get that or because they want to get that atmosphere, they want to get that service. So we said, why can't we bring that to Galesburg? Why do our Galesburg people have to go out of town to get that? So we wanted to bring that big city vibe here, and I think for the most part, we did a pretty good job.
Well, and not only, obviously, it's for adults. You got to be 21 to get in, and that's, you know, most establishments like that, unless it's a restaurant, that's the case. But it's not just that you're an adult in number. You wanted people that act like adults as well. So that's the difference in making what you've got, right?
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yes.
LV Santoyo McNaught and Justin McNaught joining us. La Cantinita opening up next Tuesday here in downtown Galesburg, 240 East 7th Street, the old carriage house building just up the street from us here. Well, let's talk about what you're going to feature. Talk about, you know, what should people expect when they walk into La Cantinita?
Well, I hope that we really want to continue offering that cozy, homey vibe. You know, we both come from very family-oriented or families, and we want to continue to bring that into our business. We want people to feel welcomed, but at the same time, we also want people to feel like when they walk into our building, they're not in Galesburg. They forget about everything outside, you know. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because Galesburg is a great community. It's a beautiful community, and we need to cherish that. But we also... What we mean by that is we want people to forget about the stresses, what's going on in life, come in, have a top-notch margarita or a great cup of coffee, and just conversation and interaction. That's what we're hoping to really bring to our business.
And I guess kind of a different atmosphere than you're used to being in
here,
right?
Yes.
Well, you know, one of the features that you mentioned, margarita, is obviously tequila you'll specialize in, wine, craft beer. Talk about the tequilas. Was there a lot of taste testing going on at the time?
Just wondering. Quite a bit of review on that.
So it's not just going to be a bottle of Jose Cuervo. There's going to be some really, really nice and more upscale drinks involved,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we are bringing tons of different brands of tequilas, also a lot of different qualities. We do have house, medium, and then fine products. And I should also specify that our house products are actually a really great quality. So we wanted to kind of avoid any very low quality product. We still wanted to offer a good product, even though it was a house product, but we wanted to make our products available to anybody. So if somebody wants to come in and have a house margarita, that's available. If somebody wants to have cognac on the rocks or neat, that's available. So we really wanted to enlarge that scale and make it available for a large group of people. And then we also wanted, our initial plan was just to encourage a place where people could come together, have a great conversation. So we know that there's a wide range of people who are looking for other things like coffee drinks, something to snack on, wines, craft beer. That's huge and trendy, especially for people around our age right now. And millennials, I mean, they're changing the world with wine right now. So we definitely had to bring that in. I feel that here in Galesburg, there is a crowd for each of that. You know, you got your people who drink your fine liquors and tequilas, and then people who drink wine. So we feel that there wasn't enough customer base for just one of those aspects. So we brought it all together and hoping that that will bring a range wide of different people together as well.
You're not one of the things I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize. If it's really good tequila, it's made for sipping. The whole salt and lime and shoot it, it's because that's cheap and it doesn't taste
exactly.
very good.
Exactly. You want to savor
it. If it's good,
it.
Yes, it actually tastes good and you can sip it if it's the right stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had a lot of people tell us, like, oh, no, I've had a bad experience with tequila.
Everyone has bad experience with tequila. Yeah. You weren't drinking the right kind. You weren't drinking the right way. And we've changed some friends already with that kind of perception of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I guess it's kind of a change of mindset for people. Yeah, because growing up, they're, oh, yeah, salt and lime. Yeah,
yes.
No, it's not. That's not the way it should be, right?
Yes, absolutely.
LV Santoya McNaught, Justin McNaught joining us. La Cantinita opening up next Tuesday here in downtown Galesburg, 240 East 7th Street. It'll be in the old carriage house location. So you mentioned also some I guess kind of light bites, Tex-Mex. So you're not going to be a full-fledged restaurant, but there will be some food available. Talk about that and your menu.
Absolutely. And on this case, I do want to toot my sister's horn, Ivania Santoyo. She is my general manager for the business now. And she's also my chef for the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she is amazing. So, you know, I developed this menu and I basically just let her take control. You know, she puts the twist to every item on that menu. She has such a creative imagination for food and she just makes comfort food look elegant. And I don't know what she does, but she throws some magic in there that it tastes amazing. She is great. And I am so happy to have her. I'm more like the person that's like more strict about how things need to be, and she's more like open and imaginative about it. And we just really make a great team, and I'm so glad to have her. And the food is amazing. We actually do have a little bit bigger than just small bites. You know, we'll have some brunch items. We'll have
tacos,
burritos,
seafood, oysters on the weekends. The same Acapulco salsa that we had.
Oh, good.
So
really
nice supreme guacamole, a top notch. We'll do the queso dip as well. We don't have a fryer, so we'll be doing resale chips and stuff like that. So, but we've had some really good reception of the food so far.
Yeah,
we've actually had tacos that are supposedly better than the old place.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So, are we gonna, is there a Taco Tuesday in our future?
By chance? We could work something out.
Okay. Okay. We need that. We need that. So, Justin, I'm guessing you also, again, speaking of taste testing, all that food, I mean, you're a pretty good position right now, right?
It is. I was surprised when they brought out sample dishes of how good they were.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, wow. We have a Fiesta steak salad, and it's a lot of fresh ingredients. I mean, I think people, when they eat out a Mexican, they kind of get that full feeling, and not with the stuff that we're serving. So, I mean, you can have
it's
a quesadilla
light,
and
fresh.
Slight, and it's fresh.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we were
going
towards.
So instead of, like, the frying or cooking in bulk, you know, this is, like, actually, like, this feels like I'm literally eating out in the kitchen or my mom's kitchen, my sister's kitchen. So we'll be cooking like how we cook at home. You know, this is the real deal and with a little bit of gourmet twist to it. So,
And I guess like you touched on, Justin, that, you know, sometimes if you're filling up on, you know, whether it's a fried chimichanga or something like that, you're feeling really full. You don't really feel like necessarily having a drink after that. And at a place like that, you want to have a fine beverage when you're done, or along with it as well.
Yeah.
So will you do kind of like suggestions of pairings with some of the different foods and different drinks and the like?
Yeah. So eventually we do want to do theme nights, and one of them will be pairings. So we'll do maybe like a wine pairing one night, tequila pairing the other. So we're working on those right now, but we will definitely be bringing some of those in. And right now, my tequila and my alcoholic drinks menu, as well as my non-alcoholic drinks menu, is developed so that it pairs well with our food menu. So there are sections on our food menu that pair with the different beverage drink menus that we have as well.
Well, as you mentioned, you have non-alcoholic drinks, you have coffee, because there are some people that sometimes, well, I don't mind going in a bar, but I don't drink. Yeah, but there's plenty of things for you to have still.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, and that's what I kind of tell people. I was like, we want to kind of perceive it as a cafe. You know, you can come for lunch and have a cup of coffee, have an iced tea, and have a salad and not feel like you're in a bar.
Yes. Yeah. So we also want to make it available for those who, you know, want to come in and, you know, you want to do some computer work and you want, you know, some tequila on the rocks while you do your computer work. We got that too. So
why not?
Absolutely.
Just don't tell your boss what you're doing, right? LV Santoyo McNaught, Justin McNaught, the owners of La Cantinita, that's going to be opening next Tuesday here in downtown Galesburg. Talk about your hours, and eventually you'll have more hours in this, but with the whole pandemic and everything, a little shorter hours than eventually what you'll have.
Yes. So during COVID, we will be open Tuesday through Sunday. We're going to be opened Tuesday through Thursday till about 9, on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, 11 p.m., and then Sunday, 8 p.m. Of course, those hours are subject to change based on how the business flows, but eventually we do want to be opened 7 days a week, 10, 11 on the weekends, and be done before midnight.
I know you don't have a big staff, but you've been able to employ some staff, though.
Yes. It's been a little tough finding help during these times, but the individuals that we have found, great group of individuals, so very easy to work with. And they're individuals who see our vision, who share our values with us. And it's been so easy to work with them because of that. These individuals want to see Galesburg prosper and grow and bring new vibes to town, so they were excited to host people and to make them feel welcomed. So,
well, and it seems like a place that you think is like, okay, well, you don't want people to have to go out of town, and I'm thinking it's like, okay, Quad Cities, Peoria. I don't know that there's anything like that even in those communities. I think you're having to go to Chicago, St. Louis, to bigger communities to find something like what you guys are doing.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because there's actually a couple restaurants in Chicago that did influence our ideas, you know. So, and again, it was back to that concept of wanting to bring that big city vibe here. So hopefully we will also be able to recruit some people from the Quad Cities.
That would be
awesome.
Absolutely. Talk about, you have information, obviously, you guys, that you have a page on Facebook, Instagram, anything else, mm-hmm. Twitter?
So we will soon be launching our website. Okay. So our website is lacontinita.org. On the website, we'll have all our menus available. We'll also have pictures of the place. We'll talk about our patios. And once we get theme nights on paper, we'll make sure to include those as well. But our website will definitely talk about daily events, happening, specials, as well as our social media. So you guys can find us on Facebook or Instagram at La Cantinita Galesburg.
And you'll open at 10 o'clock each day that you're open. Is
that
right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. La Cantinita, it is going to be opening next week, next Tuesday, 240 East 7th Street, just down the street from us here in downtown Galesburg. Anything else about the new place that we need to know?
Well, I think I want to mention that I'm particularly proud of is that me and Elvie are both really local people. And artists were all local. Every contractor was local. Our architect was local. I mean, that was a main staple for us. Everything local, keeping the community and that's what I think I'm really proud of, is that we didn't have to go out of town to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a lot of work. Believe me, you know, I'm one. I've been through that building since it's been empty. I know what you guys had to put into it. It was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I share that same vision with him. You know, I think this journey, as tough as it was, really helped us appreciate and love our community that much more. And through this project, we felt the need to give back to the community, because we have received, and through the entire journey, we received so much support. I mean, you'd see people down the street, we can't wait for you to open, good luck, you need anything, we'll be there. And that right there is what makes you value your community. And it made us feel like, hey, we have to give back to our community. And the way that we can give back to them is through our project. So yeah, we housed opportunities for all local people, and it was amazing to work with people here. Yep. We created so many new friendships. It's been a great journey, and we are so proud of that. So.
Well, and like you said, using all local people and being local people, you guys could have gone and done this, you know, like I said, Quad Cities or Peoria, and been very successful, but you're doing it here. And I think that's what matters, that, you know, people know you guys are here and you're invested in the community.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
So. And we're ready to continue investing, and we're ready to give back through some good tequila and good tacos.
Absolutely. Next Tuesday, things will open up. Grand opening next Tuesday. La Cantinita on the 240 Simmons Street here in downtown Galesburg. Again, 10 o'clock, you'll be opened up. And we're really, really looking forward to it. LV, Justin, thanks so much for what you're doing in the community. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.